back and forth for a little over a year. We got to know a little bit more about each other. And I guess you could say friendship started. And then she told me months ago, I'm coming to Israel, we'll meet. I said, yeah, we'll meet. Now, I'm very slow in the brain. And somewhere this fuzzy feeling came up a few weeks ago. She's such a good speaker, like, oh my gosh, like, because I started, she started sending me shirim of hers, I started listening to her on Torah anytime a little bit sporadically. And I said, wow, she should speak in her nuf, you know? And Shani Gibraltar had also listened to her on Torah anytime and was like, yeah, we got to get her to speak. And so, of course, who got it all together? I mean, a tiny bit, but Esti! Esti does everything. I just threw it to her, and she basically, and Sue was, of course, the person who provided the accommodations. And Michal is going to provide for us the inspiration. Thank you. Yes, please.
It's not mine, it's Esti's. I don't know. I hope I did it right.
Yeah. He is also gone.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good evening. So who am I? Because most of you have no idea. My name is Micha Horowitz, and I live in Woodmere, New York, also known as part of the Five Towns, New York. So I was very happy when two women in the audience came over and said, hi, Micha. I said, familiar face, Baruch Hashem, which goes to show you how connected we are, even all the way across the world. I want to thank Risa very much for organizing this and inviting me to speak, and to all of you for coming out. Where's our hostess?
She just went.
She went the other way to be greeting somebody. It was very hard for me to choose a topic. That's why someone in the elevator said, what's your topic, what's your title? So I said, you know, titles are very hard for me. They asked me for a title a few weeks in advance, and sometimes I don't have a title a few weeks in advance. Why is it very hard for me to choose a topic? First of all, when Moshe Rabbeinu appears on the scene, and he starts doing Nisim before Paro, she says, Paro says to him, you're bringing straw to Ofarayim. What does this mean, straw to Ofarayim? You know the expression in English, l'havdol bein chazal, and the colloquial expression, exactly. You're bringing coals to Newcastle. Paro says, you're bringing magic, kishuf, to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is full of kishuf. I have all my magicians and all my nakwamekers, and you're starting to turn water to blood, and I should be impressed. L'havdol, it's very hard for me. Okay, what should we speak about? Why? He made Tzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So I'm coming, a stranger. I'm Chutz Laretz. I'm going to bring Torah to Tzion. Kimi Tzion teitzei Torah dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. If anybody needs to hear from Micha Horowitz in a place that is Baruch Hashem saturated with Kedusha, with Torah, with Yehadus, with Midos HaKadoshim. I went like three different routes, three different outlines. I'm still not sure where we're going. I will tell you that before every shiur, I say before I go in, Hashem, kapitel nun aleph. What is that? That's not what I say before every shiur. I say before I walk into a shiur, I say Hashem, sifasai tiftach, ufi yagid tihilasacha. He is a meichin mitzadei gover. So if it happened to be that I was invited to give a shiur, in some teeny tiny, minuscule way, perhaps I have something to add to a very kadosh neighborhood, city, Eretz Yisrael. How did I even come to Risa, even though she gave a little bit of an introduction? For those of you who have learned with me before, my teachings focus very much on Eretz Yisrael, very much. And not only on Eretz Yisrael, but on the matzav in the modern-day state of Israel. Imo Anochi B'Tzara, as much as is possible. So there was a new book out called Terra and Amuna in Harnof. And I hadn't gone around to buying it yet. And a woman who comes to one of my classes gave it to me for Hanukkah 2017. And I was very, very moved. If you didn't read it, you should read it. Nobody asked me to say that. Even if you know Risa, you should read it. You'll learn. I was very, very moved. So I put on my website as recommended reading. So somehow Risa became aware of that. So she reached out to me. January 22nd, 2018. Hello. I just wanted to thank you for the lovely review of my book, Terra and Amuna in Harnof. I am glad you found it a source of chizuk and wanted to share that with others. May we be zoche to see the geula soon. Kol tuv, Risa. I replied that email. The next email was on January 31st, 2018. Hello. As it turns out, this morning my 7-year-old son is complaining his leg is hurting him. He didn't want to go to school. Therefore, I was home instead of my normal routine, and I took the time to listen to a tefillah shir of yours. It happened to be a shir on Korbanos. Once again, thank you for the positive. What I mean by Korbanos is the passage of Korbanos between Birkas HaShachar and Baruch Sha'amar. Once again, thank you for your positive approbation of my book. In general, your shir was lovely. I shouldn't be reading this part, but since I started the sentence, I'll finish it. I don't need this. Okay. Your shir was lovely in both its breadth, content, and delivery. You should be batziach. As an aside, regarding saying Korbanos, years ago, my daughter, when she was in 9th grade, taught me that the Iker passage of Korbanos is Korban Tamid. My understanding is it represents, I'm quoting Risa, does everyone understand what I'm doing?
Yes.
My understanding is that it represents the basic daily offering in the Beis HaMikdash, just as our tefillos do. During the year of visiting my husband, I discussed this with an Israeli neighbor who used to accompany me every week. Is that person here?
No.
Who agreed that it is the most important one to say, the Korbanos of Korban Tamid. The reason she gave is it represents the eternality of a Jew. An offering in the daytime, good times, and an offering during the nighttime, during the hard times. It is an extra tefillah to say, it is not overly impossible to add it in. So since January 2018, I added in the Korban Tamid, and then added in more recently Kiyar, the Truma Sadesh, and I taught other people, so other people have added it in. It's on Yoschus. Thank you once again, she ended the email with. Thank you once again, and yes, I do hope you get to Eretz Yisrael soon, preferably with the Geula. When you do, I will be happy to meet up. Kol Tuv, Risa. So that was January 2018. It's about a year and a half ago. I was zocha this evening to meet Risa for the first time. I still don't exactly know what I'm going to talk. Don't worry, I have a sheer outline. I just want to say one nakuda. I'm Baruch Ata Hashem Shelo Asani Goy. And then we'll move on to the main part of the shiur. It is the most humbling, inspiring, moving experience to consider yourself friends with somebody who you've never met, who lives across the world, who you randomly came into contact with. Nothing is random, a mikra ba'olam. But it really represents what Knesset Yisrael is all about. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. I know Shavuos wasn't that long ago. And of course, you all know the very famous Rashi, Ki Yish Acha, Believe Echad, Hani Machas, Allah Shalom says in her book, she quotes a verb by the Varka Rebbe. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Yish Acha, Believe Echad. How do you camp like one man with one heart? Vayichan, to see the chain in your fellow Jew. Vayichan, Vav, and Yod, Hi, chain. When you see the chain in your fellow Jew, so of course you're ki'ish echa b'leiv echa. I don't think that there's anyone else like Knesset Yisrael, Mika Amcha Yisrael, who you truly feel connected in the most real way to total strangers. I don't believe that there are other nations that care about people across the world who they don't know of in the way that we do, who are interested in their life, who daven for them, who cry over their nisyonos, who feel connected like brothers and sisters in the way that Knesset Yisrael does. Just yesterday I was on the bus, trying to get to the bus. I'm having a lot of trouble with this. What's it called?
Ravka.
Hashem Yerachim Alai. I said, this city is so advanced. Excuse me, but even for flushing the toilet, you have two choices. And the light rail is fantastic. And Waze came out of Israel. And MoveIt is phenomenal. And everything is so advanced. It's a starved nation. And I can't get on a bus. Anyway, this was also given to me. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehi Abedvaro. So last night, around 10 o'clock, my men went to Marv. And me and my daughter trying to take a bus home. So we get on the bus, and I give the driver 20 shek, and he says, no. Starts telling to me he's wearing a new kippah suga, colorful. So he's telling me that I can't pay 20 shek and can't go on the bus like this. And I don't understand why, because the night before we paid with coins and I was able to get on the bus. So why can't I get on the bus? No. What? Starts telling me I can't go on the bus like this. Then it's in Hebrew, Ivriyat, which I understand a little, but not enough to follow his rapid fire Ivriyat when he's trying to drive the bus. So he hasn't started moving yet, so he said it's okay. Zeba said it. So I said, I can't take your bus if I haven't paid. So this is going on for like a minute. So me and my 15, almost 16-year-old daughter get off the bus. And you have to understand, we're jet lagged and we're tired and we've been walking for hours. As tourists, don't do what people live here do. We make ourselves crazy trying to see every inch of what we can and the time we have here. So immediately to the front of the bus, as I get off, I'm standing at the bus stop still, almost crying. This young girl quickly comes to the front of the bus. And I realized right away what was happening. She goes over to the driver. The driver tells me to come back on the bus. And right away she takes out her
Rav-Kav.
Rav-Kav?
Yeah. It's a line.
Many routes. Okay, so she takes out her Rav-Kav. And I realized right away what's happening. She goes on the bus. And I saw it. She tells the driver she's going to pay for our tickets, and I felt so bad. I was so embarrassed. I didn't know what to say. I was so embarrassed. So I got to sit down halfway to the bus, and then she turns around and she calls to my daughter, how old are you? She had very broken English. She starts to explain to me, you need to go to Tachana Merkazit and buy this card. I'm not going to Tachana Merkazit. So she says to my daughter, how old are you? My daughter says 15. So she comes back. I sat in the middle of the bus where the middle exit doors are. So she says to us, I paid for your daughter, but my Rav-Kav is only for 18 and under, so I couldn't pay for you. So now I'm sitting there. I have to tell the driver, I can't take your bus. I didn't pay for the bus. What does Hashem want to teach me? FS. FS. Who said FS? Everything's good, but. So as Hashem wants to teach me, so immediately as she's telling me she can't pay for me, and she paid for my daughter, and now I don't know what I'm going to do. The driver says it's fine, she says stay on the bus. He looked about in his mid-30s. He had a beard and a white shirt, and so the driver's wearing a colored kippah suga. The girl, I don't know exactly what affiliation she was, but she looked like us. And then he's wearing a white shirt, black jacket, black pants, and a beard. He gets up, he starts talking to the girl in Ivrit, and he takes out his Rav-Kav. I'm not making this up. So we're both sitting here, me and my daughter, there in front of us. And I immediately understood what's going to happen. And they're having conversation in Ivrit, and she looks at me in broken English. She says, he's going to pay for you. The best part of the story is we rode the bus for like 3 stops. Hashem wanted me there. Because when we got up to get off, I pressed the stop button, not much I could do. And I said to my daughter, as we're approaching the stop, I didn't say Shem Hashem. I said to her, you know, Tamar, I said, Hashem wanted us on this bus. I said, Baruch Atah Hashem. I didn't say Shem Hashem, and then I couldn't talk. I actually started crying. It took me a few seconds to compose myself. I said, Shalom Asani Goy. You might be used to these kind of stories because you live in this country. But you have to understand that sometimes when you see things with fresh eyes, sometimes we become too used to things. We start to take it for granted. It's a problem also when we learn Chumash. You start to take things for granted because you know the story 100 times. You read about the Meraglim 500 times, so there's nothing exciting. There's no cliffhanger. You're not worried about what they're going to say. You're not holding your breath by Ephes because everybody knows that Ephes is coming and now it's downhill. We read Shlach. You're going to read Shlach. You read Shlach. You know, I'm telling you this story with fresh eyes. Not that you're so used to the story. Come with us, Moshe said to Yisroel. You will be with us. You'll be for us our eyes. It will be good for you. You will see a perspective that we cannot see. Sometimes we're so used to something. Baruch Hashem, you have this chus of being part of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And to you, the story is not so moving because it's, of course, see it with fresh eyes. Hine matov umanayim shavas achim gam yachad. What a beautiful, beautiful var in the name of Rav Goldwecht Shlita. I'm his daughter. He's teaching out west in LA, Los Angeles. Atini matov umanayim shavas achim gam yachad. That's gam, yachad. Yachad stands for yesh cheluke deot. Yesh cheluke deos. Hine matov umanayim. What's so beautiful? What's so special? Shavas achim gam yachad. That even when there are differences of opinion, you know, from the outside, you turn on the news. The only news I follow is the Jewish news and the Eretz Yisrael news. And these ones are fighting with that one. And this one's fighting with that one. These two mayors of two cities are calling each other names, and there's fires over there, and there's this over there. And you forget that Pasha de Yidin living in Eretz Yisrael, Yine Mato Umanayim Shavas Achim Gam Yachad, even when Yeshri Luke Day, oh, it's not true that we all Chas V'Shalom can't get along. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar, if we see the Chain in each other, if we refocus, we understand we're not so different and we think we are, but actually quite similar. Hine matov umanayim. So tomorrow, when you go out and you do whatever your daily routine is, see it through the eyes of Micha Horowitz, who is not yet zocha to live here. Don't see it through your eyes that have accustomed to been reading the story 100 times. You all know Parsha Shlach. Aloscha before that on Korach. There's no cliffhanger. There's no excitement. Is anyone afraid in Chukas when Moshe strikes the rock? What's going to happen to Moshe? You're not afraid. Why aren't you afraid? Moshe's not going in there. It's all okay. Look at it tomorrow with fresh eyes. Let's refocus. You know, it's interesting. In Bamidbar, thank you very much. Until Perikid Aleph, things are going okay. But Midbar, Naso, Baloscha, everything's okay. We're getting ready to move into Eretz Yisrael. 3 days, says Moshe to Yisrael, we're going into Eretz Yisrael. No, Simanachnu, Malcolm, Asher, Mar Hashem, also Eitain Lacham. We're going in, and Rashi says there, in 3 days, I will be, what's No Simanachnu? Who does Moshe include? Himself. I'm going into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi Bar Soloveitchik says, that's how when he reads this pasuk, he wants to cry. What we're all zochet to be doing right now, which is just standing on Admas Kodesh, Moshe was not zochet. 3 days we're going in. Perek Yud Aleph, things begin to go downhill. Very quickly. People are complaining it was better in Egypt. The fish, free, cucumbers, melons. Now we're nauseous, it's only man. Perek Yud Beis is Miriam Sin. Father's Miriam Sin. Hello, I can't hear. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. Odos HaKushis, Asher Lakach. Isha Kushis Lakach, she speaks to Aaron, she initiates, the Torah puts her first, sent to the camp, Tzara'ah, 7 days, Avraham waits for her. Shlach. Risha'im halalu ra'u velo lachu musar. These Risha'im saw what happened to Miriam, and they didn't take musar, says Rashi. First Rashi, it's very good, Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, and Pasuk Shlach. So Moshe sends them a tour to Aretz to spy out the land, or to scout out the land. And there's something very peculiar about the Meraglim. We just had this parasha, and Chutz Aretz, we're coming up to this parasha. So there's something very peculiar about the Meraglim. And if you look in the Pesukim, you will actually see that they followed the instructions. Moshe gave them a list of instructions. You should scout out the land. Amibsarim, Imbimichanim, Hashmeinahi, Imraza. What are the people like? Who lives there? Fortified, open. What are the fruits of the land? So the spies come back, and they say what they saw. So what's so bad? What was so bad? Open up the Pesukim. It's fortified, the cities are very strong, there are giants, we're like grasshoppers, the Amaleks in the south. The fruits are, it's a good land, but here are the fruits. But Lamaisa, they reported what they saw. And Moshe told them, go check out the land. So they went to check out the land. So they come back on the report. And now they're the worst people in Jewish history. And for 40 years we're not going in. And all your carcasses will fall in the desert. That's so bad. I followed the instructions. Korach. Korach's sin seems totally unrelated. But Lamaisa, what I'm going to perhaps propose to you is that there's a common theme that begins in Perek Beis with Miriam's sin. What was really Miriam's sin? She spoke Lashon Hara about her brother, which she did. And the Ramban even says, in Sefer Devarim, the Ramban says 25:16, right before Zechiras HaMalek, by Zechiras HaMalek, the Ramban says, isn't it Lashon Hara, says the Ramban, to publicize Miriam's sin? No, I'm serious. Go look up the Ramban. It's by Zechiras HaMalek. Which is Devarim Parachav Hey, Yud Zayin through Yud Tes. Isn't it it's an Avera. Just because something's Lashon Hara, does that mean I should go spreading Lashon Hara? Which, by the way, I think about often before I forward an article that I read on a Jewish website. Just because it's there, do I need to forward it? For example, I saw an article yesterday on one of the Jewish websites that I use from. I had this in mind when I made a bracha. About certain matzav in Eretz Yisrael yesterday. I didn't forward it. I don't need to forward it. Lashon Hara. About Jews. Someone wants to go see. They could go onto the website. They could see it themselves. So the Ramban says, why do we have a mitzvah to relate Miriam's sin? It should be Lashon Hara. Cover it up. She was a tzedekes. She meant Latova. And the Ramban Taka says that there's so much to learn from this. It's so important to remind the Doros how careful we have to be about Lashon Hara. That in fact, you need to publicize Miriam's sin. What is the root of her sin? Listen. She tried this years earlier with Amram and Yocheved, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach Espas Levi, Vatahar, Vatalei Ben, and the house is filled with light, and Baruch Hashem, there's a Redeemer. She says to her father, you're worse than Paro. Paro's Gazar al Azcharim. You're Gazar al Azcharim Vanakevas. Paro's Gazar, says Gemara, on Olam Hazeh. You're Gazer on Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Paro's Gzeira, maybe Mikayemis, maybe Eni Mikayemis. You're for sure Mikayemis, you're not even having children, you divorced. And the Gemara further says, Amram is the Gadol Hadar. Gadol Hadar, that's Lashon, it's not a brand new term that was invented today. And when he divorced his wife, what did all the husbands do? They divorced their wives. So what did Miriam say? Get back together. What did they do? They got back together. And who was born? Moshe. So this isn't the first time she sees that there is a split in a family. And what does Miriam think I'm going to do now? Well, look what happened before. So maybe he shouldn't be split off from his wife. Who did she speak to, furthermore? Did she post on WhatsApp? Do they use WhatsApp here? I wasn't joking. I do not, but I'm just saying this for effect. Did she post on social networking? Did she take a front page ad in a newspaper? She spoke to her brother! What's the root of the sin of Lashon Hara? What's the root? Did someone say something? First off, please, I have a hearing loss. Who's talking? That's not a joke.
Else, but I have a different
answer. Wait. Who? Simon said something. Okay, one second. This could be a whole shiur by itself. I speak in schools about this. It's very important. Living with disabilities. I have a hearing loss. I need one person to say at a time. You need to make sure I'm looking at you. Please don't cover your mouth with your hand, because then I cannot hear. Were you the person who spoke? What did you say? Gaiva? Okay, so that is certainly what Chazal say with regard to Parshas Tezriya Mitzorah. Rashi quotes on the Parshas that one of the main roots of Lashon Hara, which is the Mitzorah ends up with Taras, because he spoke Lashon Hara, is Gaiva, I'm better than you, gives me the right to speak about you. Yes.
I was going to say amunah.
Amunah is the root of the sin. No, lack of amunah is the root of the sin.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe looking with like a bad eye. You don't have an eye in Torah.
So the root of gaiva, if the root of lashon hara is gaiva, what's the root of gaiva? And in fact, this theme continues in Parshas Korach. Yes?
I thought it was jealousy.
Pardon me?
Jealousy.
Jealousy between who to who?
Korach.
Okay.
Behind jealousy is negative interpretation.
Right. Why is Moshe taking everything for himself? I also want to be someone who does he thinking is. He's the Melech, his brother's Kohen Gadol, his wife eggs him on. She's a big problem. Mrs. Korach, Sanhedrin, Kuftas. The root of the Averos of Miriam, it's very hard to say that, by the way, but the Torah says it, and we're supposed to learn from it. Talking about a tzaddikus and a neviyah, and an Embi Yisrael, who instilled tremendous faith in the woman in a very bitter time. Miriam Mar, she took what's bitter, Rome, and she lifted up Knesset Yisrael. Mar, Rome, Yam. The Shorashim and the names in Chumash are unbelievable. Mar, she was born in a bitter time. Rome, at Yam, it's also in there, Miriam, okay, Mar, it was bitter. Yam, she crossed him across the Reed Sea, and what did she do? Vatikach Miriam ha-neviyah achos arnas atov biyada. She elevated the people through her tremendous amunah. So when we say that Miriam sinned with Hashem, it's hard for us to say this, but the Torah does say, and the Ramban says, we have a mitzvah to publicize it. Why do we have a mitzvah to publicize it? So I know what not to do. What's the root of jealousy? The root of all of these averos goes back to the same thing. Why am I jealous of somebody else? Because I don't see the good. If I have an eye in Tova, then I am not a Baal Gaiva, because I see the good in you, not only myself. If I have an eye in Tova, Mosach Maris Beis Reacha, Eishas Reacha, Chamaro, Avado, Sharo, not on this order, V'chalash Shalei Reacha. If I do not have an eye in Tov, of course I'm a Baal Gaiva. I see the good in myself, but the negative in everybody else. If I do not have an eye in Tov, I am a jealous person. Someone else had their hand up. No, I thought someone did. Okay. But what about Korach? This is very important. Miriam, in some way, and I know it's hard to say this, and I said that already, that it's hard to say this, but the Torah wants us to learn, you know what, my main goal is in all my teachings, no matter the age, no matter the country, the city, the venue, the Hashkafic affiliation of who I'm speaking to. I want Torah. Can I leave this here because it's closer? I want Torah to be practical, and relatable. What does it mean to me today, no matter where I live? This is not antiquated, and I know I already started my introduction with this. I feel totally inadequate because Ki Mitzion Teitzi Torah. What do you really need from Michal Horas? I don't think anything. But if the Ribbono Shel Olam is Hameichi Mitzadei Gavra, and I'm here already, and you're here already, so we're going to share some Torah. Maybe, I don't know. Everyone will take one practical Nakuda home with them. It should be a schuss for Risa and her family who invited me here. You taught me about the Korban Tamid. I taught others. I want you to say, what does Torah mean for me today? I don't want you to say, Miriam's a chas v'sham, a mishanta, and how could she have sinned? I want you to say, why does Hashem tell me? She spoke Lashon Hara. What could I learn? What does Ribbono Shel Olam want me to learn from Chayit HaMeragim? How could Yehoshua and Kalev say, Tova ha'aretz me'od me'od, im chafetz Hashem banu, nuchal ha'alos? How could they say? Were they looking at the same land? Did they tour Turkey and these 10 toured the land of Israel? Did some tour Jerusalem and some toured Istanbul? It was the same place. How could it be that two say it's fantastic and 10 say it's a disaster? They were looking at the same thing. You show two people the same piece of paper. And one says it's white, and one says it's purple. How's it possible? Are you blind? I'm showing you the same thing. I'm not talking about someone who's colorblind. Don't bring that to me. I'm showing you the same thing. Where were Yehoshua and Caliph? And these 10 other Rasha'im. And yes, they went Kesherim, but what happened? And how does that furthermore relate to Korach? There's a story told of a husband and a wife. Every day would sit down at the breakfast table. They would have breakfast every day. She had her tea and her granola and yogurt, and he has coffee and cereal. And every day she would look at the neighbor's wash on the line. She would say, her wash is so dirty. Didn't someone teach her how to do the laundry? Don't ruin it if you know the end. Please, don't ruin it if you know the end. And every day she would criticize the neighbor's laundry. And one day she finally sits down after a few weeks. She looks out the window and she says to her husband, honey, the wash is clean. Someone taught her how to do laundry. And he looks at his wife with a sad smile. And he says, no, my dear, the laundry is the same. I washed our windows. How's my eye with which I look out into the world? What's the root of Lashon Hara? The root of Lashon Hara is I see something deficient or negative, which gives me the right to speak about you. But people with that kind of kippah have it wrong. And the people without the kippah for sure have it wrong. And even if they do, do I have to speak about them badly? And this way is wrong. Only I'm right. How do I see everybody else? With an ayin ra. That's the root of Lashon Hara. Gaiva follows. And jealousy follows if I see things negatively. So Caleb and Yehoshua see the same land. You could bring two people to Eretz Yisrael today, and they could see the exact same thing. And one could go back to home in Chutz Arts. You could say, how was the land? Say it was fine, but you know, I came across street closures because of Hafganot, and who those people think they are. And two mayors were fighting. And the person in the shawarma shop was so impatient because it was an Israeli neighborhood. I ended up in the wrong place for supper tonight. I didn't know if I was going to make the shir on time, but Baruch Hashem I did, with more than enough time. And it was only Israeli, and the signs were in Hebrew, and he was talking so fast. And my son said falafel balls, and then my son said hummus, and he had to dump out the falafel balls, and he was so annoyed that we didn't tell him hummus right away, and it was terrible there. And the traffic was horrendous, and I couldn't buy, what's it called?
Rav Kav.
Anywhere I went, and it was boiling. And I hate the heat. So I charged so much for water bottles.
Can I add something?
It's a good land, FS. Yes.
Can I add something?
Yes.
You don't have to be from Kutlaris to think.
So you're validating me. So, let's go back to the Chutzlaritz example, since I am from Chutzlaritz. Okay? And one person could say that. And one person could say, it's true, I couldn't buy Rav Kav, but I was zochet to witness an unbelievable act of chesed and achdus on the bus. And it's true, it was hot, very hot, but you know, it's not humid like New York, and in the evening it cools down. And it's true, the water bottles are really expensive, but Baruch Hashem, I have water in my Torah, so I can physically and spiritually sustain myself. You take two people, and you show them the exact same matzah. And one says, the wash is so dirty! And one says, maybe I should wash my windows. Rabbi Elimelech Biederman, I'm sure, sometimes in Chutz Arts, they don't know Biederman, Shlita, I'm sure you all know Biederman. Rabbi Biederman says for Shavuos, no, it wasn't for Shavuos, that was a different thing that maybe I'll tell you soon. Rabbi Biederman says, it's a person who comes into a home, an aristocratic home, but he keeps saying, it stinks in here, it stinks in here, it stinks in here. finally they say to him, take your head out of the garbage can. Take your head out of the garbage can. And it won't stink. The title is something about, am I focused? The question is, where is my focus in life? And what's my focus in life? Is life always easy? I do not have to tell the woman of Harnof. I do not have to tell my friend Risa Rahman that life is not always easy. You know, the nisyonos we face nationally, and everybody knows personally their own nisyonos. So I have a choice. And I am talking to myself. I have a choice. Are my glasses? Are they dirty when I look out? And then I invariably speak Lashon Hara about others. And I inevitably see the bad in the land. But why did they cry for no reason? Had they had the same glasses, the same ayin tova that Yehoshua and Kalev had, they wouldn't have cried for no reason. Because there was not anything to cry about. Amalek's there, you'll deal with it. The fruits are huge, but buy a bigger knife and cutting board. Now I go to the shuk, again, fresh eyes. And I just said to my family yesterday, I could understand why the Meraglim thought that this fruit was for giants. I never saw the size of those, I don't know what they called, honey melons. I guess that's in New York what we would call honeydew. And the avocados. They are enormous. So they're coming from deprivation. Remember, the Meraglim was in the beginning of the 40 years. They're coming from a land of Egypt where they were starving. Hester, Panim, Avodas, Parach. They complain about the fish and the cucumber and the melon and the leeks, but it's not so true. Now they have man. They have no normal standard of what food is supposed to look like. Keep that in mind, right? 210 years in Egypt is 116 years of slavery. And then they eat man. Oh no, in between, there was some matzah. And the matzah runs out. They have man. So they have no idea what grapes are supposed to look like normally. Certainly not the grapes of the Eretz Chemda Tovu, Rechava, Shosisa, Mechata, Ovesenu. So they see huge grapes. They have to carry it on poles. They're panicking. Of course it looks like it's for giants. So you could either say, I'm going to have a lot of grape juice. Or you could say, this is very terrible. Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to learn from Torah. I'm talking to myself. And I don't have a matzah. That you all went through together. No one should ever know. Mach Hashem dima me'al kol panim. Halavai v'cherbas amo yasir me'al kol ha'aretz ki Hashem dibar halavai. But we all have nisyonos in life. And they don't have to be on a certain scale to be difficult. We all know the smaller things that are sometimes not so small that are difficult. How am I looking out what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives me? What about Korach? Wasn't his sin jealousy of all of his cousins who have all these positions of prominence? Moshe is the rabbi, Aaron's the Kohen Gadol, his children are the Kohen Hedjel. Now my first cousin who's younger than me has been appointed prince. It's a disaster. What about me? I'm just a Levi. You know, we need to see the good in people around us. Those two people who paid for my Rav cover, I did not ask me my religious affiliation. It's true, my hair was covered, and it's true, I was wearing a long skirt. And it's true, they looked religious. But I venture that they would have done the same for somebody who was not dressed as I was. And it's true, we need to see the good in others. That's what we learn from Miriam. And it's true, we need to see the good in what the Ribbono Shel Olam presents to us. It's one of the things we learn from Parsha Shlach. What do we learn from Korach? What does Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin say? Kashem sha'adam tzarich l'ha'amin b'Hashem, kein tzarich ha'adam l'ha'amin b'atzmo. Where does Korach fit into this theme of Bamidbar? In the wilderness, Bamidbar, things quickly go south. Pun intended. Get it? They stayed in the south. They were not zochah to be all Eretz Yisrael. Who did Korach not see the good in? Who did he not see the good in?
Himself.
He saw that he had no worth and no value in his own tafkid. Everybody's tafkid is more important than mine. Everyone has something to contribute to Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, except me. I'm just a Levi. You know, teaching for almost 5 years, the Sefer Bavavi Mishkan Evna. We learned the English, building a sanctuary in the heart. One of the most, I've learned many, many things from the Sefer. One of the most important things, I know what time is, one of the most important things I've learned from the Sefer. He says in his book that inside every person is every biblical personality. So that means everyone here has the anivus of Moshe, but everyone also has the gaiva of Paro. That's the first thing Paro says when Moshe appears on the scene. That's the first thing Paro says. Shmos 5:2. That's the first thing he says. Who said? Remember, I can't hear. You have to raise your hand. Yes. Mi Hashem asher ashma b'kol lo yadati es Hashem v'gam Yisrael lo ashleach. Who's God that I should listen to him? We all have the anivus of Moshe, Parshas Baluzcha 12:3, v'yish Moshe anemod mikol adam asher p'nei adama. We all understand the nochi afer vefer. I'm nothing. I'm a speck. I'm one person through the millennia of history. I'm nothing, but we also have the gaiva of Paro. I'm everything. B'shalini v'olam. We all have the chesed of Avraham. And we all have the stinginess of Lo to some degree. We all have an Nisayon of Korach, which is that sometimes we don't see the best in ourselves. We're not satisfied with who we are, with how we are, with our life, with our matzav. It seems that everyone has it better than me. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim, kapitel amedal, it's a kapitel that I say every day, psukim yud gimel, fu kaswav, mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim l'rostov. Netzol ha'shon chameros, v'sach, I'm not telling you words you don't know, but I'm going to tell you a pshah that you may or may not be familiar with. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim l'rostov, netzol ha'shon chameros, v'sach, amedal bramir, ma'asur me'rav, esay tov bekashon rofeu. The first pasuk is pasuk Yud Gimel is Miha Ish Hachafetz Chayim Ohev Yamim Le'Ostov. It's a question: who is the man who desires life, who loves days to see good? And how do we begin the answer? Pasuk Yud Dalet. What's next? Netzor Lashon Chameira. Guard your tongue from evil. Svasachem Medaber Mirma. Your lips from deceit. Turn away from bad. Seek peace. Run after etc. But maybe David HaMelech. Now, I went to Midbar Yehuda today. Remind me that I'm talking about Kapitel Amidal of Tehillim. I went to Midbar Yehuda this morning. And we stopped at the top of a mountain. What's wrong?
What a hot day to choose.
Say it again.
Such a hot day to choose to go to Midbar Yehuda.
And then we went to Pantry Packers and we walked and we couldn't get on a bus. And then I walked and then Baruch Hashem. What did he say? Baruch Hashem. So we went to Midbar Yehuda today. It was one of the things I really wanted to do. I haven't been to Midbar Yehuda since I was a kid. We went in a Jeep. That was a little scary. Sometimes I had to close my eyes. I'm not joking. But he drove us to the top of, I don't know, some plateau, mountain, whatever. We got out, we went into, we saw an oasis, streams, caves, clay, limestone, flint. He showed me a flint, like Tzipor did a basmila. Okay, random plants growing in the middle of nowhere, donkeys, Bedouins. At one point he took us to the top of some plateau. And over there was the Dead Sea and Jordan. And to the south was all the mountains, and to the north was mountains, and to the east, of course, was Yerushalayim, our tzofim, our bias. And I didn't even know what to do. I just took out my tilm and I said, Kuftala, Marambu Masach al Sham, Kulam Bechachma Asisa Malah Ha'aretz Kinemecha. As David HaMelech says it better, I was crying. And you see the glory of the Ribon Sha'olam. Maybe you also take it for granted because you live here. See it with fresh eyes. See it with good eyes. Go out tomorrow and look at the chesed of your fellow Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So forget, well, here probably everyone wears the same kind of kippah, but forget what kind of kippah they wear. Or don't wear. I'm not saying we have to ashkafically agree with others, we don't. But see the beauty with fresh eyes. See the good. I think we need to punctuate this sentence, this pasuk, a little bit differently. What's David HaMelech teaching us? What's the Sam Chaim, the elixir of life? We tend to think the elixir of life is Nitzor Lashon Chameira Usvasecha Medaber Mirma. We think the answer begins in Pasuk Gedala, but I don't think so. I think the answer begins in Pasuk Yed Gilma. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim ohev yamim? Question mark. Lir Os Tov is the beginning of the answer. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim? Who is the man who desires life? Ohev yamim, who loves days? Then put the question mark. Their Os Tov. Who sees the good? Then, of course, Mitzor Lashon Chameira, Usvasecha Medaber Mirma. Of course, Sur Meira, Ase Tov, Bakeshon Vrofehu, because there will be nothing negative to speak about if my glasses are clean. It won't be difficult to see the good in others. It won't be too difficult, even though it might still be difficult, to see the Tov, called the Avid Rachman al-Tav Avid, even though we cannot understand. Ra'isi achorai, upanai lo yareu. Moshe himself wanted to know. Harini nas kvodecha. And the Gemara says Moshe wanted to know about Tzadik. He wanted to know. Zu Torah v'zu Schora. Ribbono Shel Olam said, there are no answers in this world. Soloveitchik, the grandfather of Moshe Tversky, Shem Yukom Damo, explains that we are looking at the back of a rug. It might be the most beautiful rug in the world, but we don't see the front. We see the knots. We see the bumps, we see the loose ends, we see an unfinished work. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam sees the full picture, but we have to do the best we can to see the beauty in the back. If that's what we can see in this world, then we need to do the best we can to see how colorful it is, how harmonious it is, how plush it is, how wonderful it is. And in terms of Korach, we need to see the good in our very own selves. Their Os Tov allows us to see the Tov that the Ribbono Shel Olam sends our way. Miriam Parrott writes that one day she decided to make a list. Her tainus against God, she doesn't write tainus, her complaints and her thank yous. And she says, my complaints was very short. My complaints were Uriel, Eliezer, and Eliraz. My thanks to God was very long. I went to my grandchildren for Shabbat. My daughter got married. I watched my little granddaughter dance. My grandson started this grade. Uriel's friends came over. It takes tremendous courage. It takes tremendous courage in the hiddenness of this world. Why is world called Olam? Because it's a place where everything is Ne'alam. I don't understand. And no one can tell you that they do have the answers because Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the answers. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are you, the Ribon Shel Olam, our God, the King of all that is hidden. Ne'alam. It takes courage to be a person who's a Liros Tov. That he who is courageous ultimately will be victorious. Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od, because their glasses were clean. And Yehoshua, of course, was Ocha to lead the people into the land. You know, every day, with this I'm going to end, the Ribbon Shel Olam looks at us with a good eye. With a fresh eye. He doesn't say, oh, I saw her yesterday. Well, same old, that's not exciting. She's been here, I've read this parsha 10 times, 20 times, 100 times. Of course people pay for you on the bus, that's not exciting. Every day, Aloka Neshama Shenasatabi Tohorahi. The Ribbon Shel Olam says, wow, that yid has boundless potential. Every day, God sees the good in me. Shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chama Rabba Emunasecha. What does Rabba Emunasecha mean? It's not Shayat Shachirish. I'm sure you know, but it's worth it to repeat it. Your faithfulness is great. What does that mean, your faithfulness is great? My faithfulness is great. Rabba Emunasecha means you, Hashem, believe in me. Gemara tells us, Sota Yodal Aleph, we have a mitzvah lahalech achar midos of Shel Kolesh Baruch Hu. I have to emulate God. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam looks with a good eye, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov me'od. Ribbono Shel Olam said, then the mice are voracious. Everything here is tov me'od. So I have a mitzvah to emulate God. That means every day I have to wake up. Say, today my neshama is tohora. Today my glasses are clean. Today I washed my window. Miriam, I will strive to see the good in everybody around me. The Meraglim, Re'ei B'tuv Yerushalayim, Kol Yimecherecha, do not take the bracha you are also zocha to that Moshe asked for 515 times for granted. Don't take it for granted when someone pays for your bus ticket. Don't take it for granted. Hinei matavu menayim shavas achim gam yachad. And finally, Korach. Korach reminds us that even if I see the good in everyone else, I can't forget to see the courage, the good, the faithfulness, the beauty. Sha'asali kol tzarki, and the way the Ribbono Shel Olam made me. Exactly right for my life. And it's true, I don't have someone else's job and someone else's home, someone else's tafkir, but I have my own. And if I can see that good, then perhaps we can all fulfill our unique tafkidim for which we were created. I want to thank Risa again very much. It was a mamish honor to be here. I want to thank our hostess family very much. I want to thank you all for coming. I told Risa who's going to be there, five women. I said, they don't know me. He's coming. He said it won't be five. And my tefillah, our Rav, Rav Akiva Willig, doesn't say my bracha to you, he says my tefillah to you is. My tefillah for myself and for all of us. We should be zorucha ure'ei b'tuv Yerushalayim kol v'meicha yachal amen v'amen. Thank you, ladies.